Jonathan Nation, a new season starts today. Today is the start of a new season of my life. Today is the first day that my babies are in a Mother's Day Out program. If you've been a stay-at-home parent, you understand those changes. That first time when the kid goes off to school or to a Mother's Day Out program or whatever, and this is not the first time they've been away from me. We've done church where they've gone to their Sunday school or whatever, and we've had a friend take care of the kids before, some on a regular basis. But not too long ago, my wife came to me and said, that Mother's Day Out program we've been talking about, they're getting ready for registration for the fall. And they have two openings, and if we register them now, we can get them in the classes we want in the fall. And this happened like a week ago, and it kind of freaked me out for multiple reasons. I just started thinking about, I'm just getting used to them being here. I'm used to our routine, sort of, and stuff like that, and getting used to and accepting I'm a stay-at-home dad. And what does this mean? And do I need to really transition back into money-making mode and start a new venture and all this kinds of stuff, including the fact that we're going to be paying them X amount of dollars for two of them in this Mother's Day Out program, which is just twice a week. And it's really, it'll give me about 8 hours a week where I know the Cubs are off at this place for this block of 4 hours and this block of 4 hours. And I have some flexibility. But yesterday I heard a great thing that really helped me, and I'm very calm today. It was very easy for me to drop them off and let them go do their thing, and my wife and I both dropped them off, and then we came home, and she went off to a meeting, and I've been working on stuff. But yesterday, I heard Rick White say something to the effect of, whatever your current assignment, job, career, situation, see the opportunity rather than the obligation. When the opportunity for this Mother's Day Out program and how quickly and we needed to make a decision, I focused on the obligation. I focused on, need to have this much money to pay them, and we have a third baby on the way, and all this kinds of things that just stressed me out for a moment there. But now I'm looking at the opportunities, and I'm trying to focus on that, both in as a stay-at-home parent, which that doesn't go away with this, but also with this consistency, which I haven't really had much consistency in my weekly schedule for a long time. So I'm looking at a few things, and the biggest thing is I'm trying to keep myself from just filling all my time and go slowly. I read the book Little Bets. It's one of two really great books I've read this year. First being Great by Choice by Jim Collins, and then Little Bets. And Little Bets is a full book on a concept that's illustrated in Great by Choice. It's kind of interesting. Great by Choice talked about first bullets, then cannonballs. You, instead of just going out and risking everything and going for it all, you try little experiments. And then you, once you have data and once you have findings, you come back with big cannonballs and you really go for it. And Little Bets talks about doing little things and then ramping up and evolving and experimenting and bigger and growing based off of data, off of experiments, off of what works. So I'm really going to focus on three things in addition to being a stay-at-home dad. First is one that's taking care of myself. I'm going to do two different warrior dashes this year. I've already registered for two of them. One of them's in the spring, which is not too far away, and one of them's in the fall. So that's going to be fun. That's going to be interesting, but I have to consistently go out and run and trail run, and I need to work on my upper body strength. I know those are the two big things that I need to do for that. Upper body strength and actual distance. Second thing is alienation. I want to support private solutions to public problems. And every other project I've ever done or I've ever tried really is summed up in that. When I look at stay-at-home CEO, when I look at Starting Cube, when I look at Artist Insider, All Things OA, and I can continue down the list of different projects that may or may not have actually been launched, they all centered around there's a public problem out there, and either us directly is trying to solve it, or indirectly we're trying to support the people who are solving those problems. So with that, I'm going to take little bets. I'm going to do little projects. I'm going to focus more on the clients that I do have and see what other partnerships and ventures I can find. And the last thing is, there's been a bunch of stuff that we really have delayed. And it may not be long-term stuff. It may be as simple as, haven't done our taxes yet this year. Kind of need to get those done. But there's a list of things that we really need to do. Last night, I was so inspired that I actually released a post on AllyNation called Seasons. You can find it at allynation.com/seasons. And I talk about the simple fact that we all have seasons in our lives. They're natural, they're out there, and we may or may not recognize them, but when we don't, it's at our own peril. And there have been many times that I've just not paid attention to the world around me, the seasons, what was going on, and just plowed ahead, and things didn't work out quite the way I had dreamed, I had wanted, I had hoped. So because of that, if you read that article, you'll see, and it'll be clear, I'm not going to jump back into doing Starting Cube right now. I still expect to do a season two. It's just probably going to be in the fall. If then. I'm not going to jump right back into trying to do stay-at-home CEO and do a post every day and stuff like that. I have to take little bets on different things. Now, the vision for stay-at-home CEO and the vision for several other projects like my Krav Maga site or a sailing site is when there are good posts for AllyNation that apply to those different groups, I'll cross-post or I'll post additionally, stuff like that. But the focus really is AllyNation, my family, my personal, myself as an individual, and then just knocking out little projects and little bets. Not in that order, but those are the things I'm focusing on right now. And just like always, I'm always looking for the right people to work with. People who want private solutions to public problems. And they want to build something. They want to champion something. They want to solve a problem. So if you know someone like that, I hope you'll share this with them. And if you're working on a project yourself, I'd love to hear about it. That's what's been going on in my life. And I expect I'll have more audio updates and video and text, more media coming from me in this new season of my life.